All right, first up, Bernie Masson, would you like to speak now or when the item comes up?
I'll do it now.
Okay.
Stay if I go here.
That's fine.
Yeah. Bernie Masson, 621 Regular Avenue. On the waterfront, I like the design of what you guys are doing up front, but I'm still against the dock that's out there that you guys can put out there. I sent you guys a proposal. I don't know if you guys ever discussed or talked about or whatever about moving that out to Heritage Harbor. I mean, that's a better place for it. I think putting it out here is short-sighted, for one, because you do it there, you got no room for expansion. You put it out at a Heritage Harbor, you could put it out, you know, on the opposite side, and you could fill in that whole area from the memorial all the way out to the creek past where the old ball field is. So you have tons of acreage of where you could do all kinds of work. You could put new boat storage out there for the boat haul out. The city has a trailer. They could haul out probably 40 or 50 footers off that ramp and just put them right out there and relieve a lot of stress from that yard over there. The other thing, if you put docks out there, you get this guy and if it works out well, you could put another one, another one, another, put all kinds of them out there. The only reason I could see them putting this town is so people can walk to town. Big deal. You're talking, what do those ships hold? Maybe 100, maybe 200 people. You could do buses off that, or people can walk to town. It's, I mean, I see no real reason it needs to be in front of town. Where out there, you could develop a great place for boats, a lot more commercial space out there. And, you know, and it's expandable. You could do so much out there instead of sticking this ugly thing right in front of town. I just don't want more cruise ships in front of town. And the big one's fine, but this one's going to be all around. And, you know, and I just like things more where we can expand it on and whatever. But anyways, I'm just kind of against that. And I, yeah. You know, I put that proposal and I made it nice. And I put it to scale, and I put some stuff, and I don't know if you guys ever discussed it or not, or did you guys?
No, and it may have gone to the port, so we'll try to discuss it within the manager's report.
Okay.
So thank you for bringing that to our attention.
Madam Mayor, Jim, can I ask you to turn the banker off?
Oh. Oh, I have it so that
you can see. Do you want to move over here?
You can see me.
Here.
It's okay, let me.
Yeah. Okay. And Mr.
Yes, no, I'm sorry, I'm gonna move it.
Would you like to speak now or later? Okay.
Is that better? I do a chair? Okay, sorry about that. You can go ahead.
Okay. Well, as you go, I've been kind of advocating for like a expanded community market space. I was kind of encouraged by what I saw on the latest plan here. I think it's a great way to offer benefits to all community members instead of just a few. And but I, like I said, I was encouraged by what I saw. It looks like there is some thought going into that. I think it's an opportunity for the local entrepreneurs. I'd like to see the community market expand and have access to the large numbers of passengers that we're going to be seeing. The other thing that came up that Mason brought up that I wanted to ask about for future consideration, we were talking about the water expansion of the flume project. He kind of alluded to, but I'm wondering if there's any thought process going into improving existing water lines throughout the community. As we all know, we've got rust coming through all our lines of things. And so some thought about if there's any potential to do some improvements in that.
Thank you. We'll answer that. Thank you. All right. Persons heard. Amendments to the agenda. Item 4, any assembly member have any amendments? Okay, hearing none, conflict of interest, item 5.
Madam Mayor?
Yes, Assembly Member Powers.
Item 13, D and E are both talking about the fuel tank replacement
In my case, specifically for the school district. And I'm on the school board, so it's something we've been fighting for.
Right. You don't have a conflict, but thanks for declaring.
Yep.
Any other conflicts of interest? Thank you. Consent agenda. I need a motion.
Approve consent agenda as submitted.
Second.
Okay, motion by Powell, second by Otteson. Discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assemblymember Smock?
Yes.
Otteson?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Powers?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item 7, Borough Manager's Report.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Hopefully everybody can, you guys give me a thumbs up. They can hear me, see me. Great. Yes. Okay, well, thanks for letting me join remotely tonight. Sorry about not being there in person. Encouraged by the attendance tonight, so thanks to the public who showed up. I'd like to start off tonight by talking a bit about the strategic planning meeting that we held with our directors this year. We did come up with a new mission, vision, values, and we're in formation of a 3-year strategic plan that the directors will craft and then share with the assembly, make sure we're on the right path. Our mission for the city is preserving our past and building our future, which I think is a perfect resemblance of the sentiment of the public. So, you know, a lot of people want to keep Wrangell for what it is, and I agree, but we can't stop changing and growing. Otherwise, we're raising the white flag and people aren't moving here and kids aren't staying here. And so I think it's a great mission, and I'm really excited to present the strategic plan in accordance with the FY27 budget this cycle. I'd want to also mention JAG Marine Group and our developments there. Obviously, for those that joined us in the work session, it's a hallmark economic development opportunity for the borough. Many of you might have seen the article that's came out in Ketchikan to increase over 100 jobs down in Ketchikan for marine fabrication jobs and journeymen. So we're really excited to be working with them. I've talked with those guys nearly every single day for the last 8 weeks, and that's an opportunity that we've sought out in conjunction with Representative Bynum's office. So, you know, this has the potential to be a $200 million investment with anywhere from 150 to 300 jobs. So it's a really exciting opportunity to really trailblaze Wrangell's future. And I think it's something the community will really get behind, as opposed to, you know, selling the property for tourism or something that, you know, doesn't really fit the town. So we're really excited. We have some action on the agenda tonight related to JAG Marine. We have an MDA that I'll discuss a little bit later when the item comes up. We also have approval of the manager to execute a professional services agreement with Pearlson Design Group, which will be designing 30% of the shipyard out at that mill property, so we can hand over design cost estimates and feasibility on a silver platter to not only the state, but the federal agencies and partners that we're working with to solicit for funding. That is also in conjunction with trying to be a candidate for a home port of a polar security cutter or icebreaker. And so that's also an opportunity to attract another 150 jobs. Appreciate Senator Sullivan's work on that. If you guys follow him and some of the actions he's taking from anywhere from the ICE PAC to securing $25 billion in Coast Guard appropriations and creating those investment opportunities in Alaska, we're very grateful for that. We're grateful for the partnership and the interactions with this office recently. So that's JAG Marine Group. A little bit related to Bernie's comments, and I'll get to that at the very end of this, but on the ACL design, so there's a lot of concepts rolling around. I know one concept got published in the Sentinel, and that's just a concept. We understand the community sentiments that we need to move that dock in, so it's not to impede City Dock or the entrance to the Inner Harbor or the Marine Service Center. Certainly, we're not going to take an action or approve a design that would impede any of the harbor or maritime functions and navigation within the borough there. So I appreciate that, but those are just designs, and we're working through that with our capital projects team and ACL jointly with P&D Engineering. So a lot more conversations to be had. We're entertaining using our old barge ramp and repurposing it as a ramp, a drive-down dock for ACL to enjoy, but also members of our industrial community and the commercial fishing sector within our local economy. So just a note that the ACL final design is not represented in any conceptual that you've seen. So more to come on that. And I encourage the public to, again, attend the town hall that's on February 19th at 5:30 p.m. American Cruise Lines will be present. Mark Freeman will be representing them. And we got to know Mark early, I think, maybe in July, Patty. I can't remember when ACL initially came up, but he'll be representing on the panel for American Cruise Lines. I'd also like to invite the public to the CEPA presentation prior to the meeting on February 24th. CEO Robert Seidman will be joining us to talk about the third turbine project. We'll be talking about new energy projects, but potentially here in Wrangell. We'll be talking about grid resiliency measures we'll be taking at the switchyard to power up the mill property like it used to be. And that's an investment that the SEPA board's already pledged to making on behalf of the borough, which is very, very exciting. It could be as much as $2.5 million. And the excess power sales are a great thing. Maybe under assembly business, if the assembly feels that they have any questions on data center and power consumption, I think that that hits a certain mark for people. And maybe folks aren't as familiar with SEPA, but Patty and I do sit on the board, and we can talk to a little bit more about the power distribution on the north end here and how it's in our best interest to maximize our power sales. And we do have a lot of deadweight loss that Ketchikan's maximizing on our behalf, which we as a utility don't want to do. So we'll, you know, if the assembly feels inclined to ask some questions, I'm happy to have a further dialogue under assembly business. Again, we talked about the town hall. Really invite you guys. I think that's going to be the biggest town hall that we have here in Wrangell to date. You know, I don't know how many people the Nolan Center holds, but I'm hoping that we jam 400 people in there somehow. That's even allowed, but we want everybody's thoughts and opinions at that meeting. A little bit on the land exchange. So we do have a trust land office exchange. That is a political affiliate of Alaska Department of Natural Resources, the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority. And we are trading 27 acres. It's the 27 acres that's adjacent to hole 2 at the golf course for all you golf course walkers in the room. And it goes all the way east towards the Ketchikan Ready Mix industrial site. So it's currently zoned light industrial. It's 27 acres. We'll be exchanging that for 266 acres, so almost 1,000% more in total acreage. Some of those are strategic parcels, and we did release the parcels the last meeting. But if anybody's curious on that, happy to have you sign up for office hours or refer you to our website where those parcels are identified. So we do have engagement with many of the stakeholders that were working on the EDA grant with some of those properties. So we're not just blindly picking properties for you know, perceived economic benefit in the future. We do have an idea of each activity that we want to engage on those properties. We have been talking to some private sector developers that are affiliated with JAG Marine Group that would be willing to take on potentially some housing subdivisions to build workforce housing. That same investor has purchased an 8-story building in Ketchikan to house the personnel coming to Ketchikan for all those new jobs they're creating. So Atlantic Exchange is going good. The Board of Trustees will have their meeting to approve all the disposals of their 5 parcels that we are looking at taking on the 18th and 19th of February. After that, we will have an assembly meeting on the February 24th to approve a land exchange agreement, a value-to-value land exchange. So we're not giving any cash or capital as consideration. It's all land for land, and I'd say 266 acres for 27. That's not a bad deal, especially when folks understand what it can do for us. We are working on congressionally directed spending requests through Senator Murkowski's office. Side note, I just got an email that we did perhaps get more CDS money than expected. If the assembly recalls, we got our $2.5 million for the public safety building. That project's going to construction for a $6 million project this summer, along with the municipal bond, the general obligation bonds that we issued in 2023. So that project will get done. We got $10 million for the wastewater treatment plant upgrades. So those are the two. And then I just got a note that we might have got some heavy equipment money, and I believe we put in for a garbage truck back then, so we might have got a free garbage truck. But I don't want to put the cart before the horse there, and maybe that was an inadvertent email, but I'm hopeful that that's the case. Anyway, we'll be submitting the rest of our CDS requests in accordance with our federal priorities list, and same with our CAPSIS, our state capital priorities. But the state's broke, we all know it. Not going to be a whole lot of capital distribution is our guess. That's our lobbyist's best guess at this point. That's our representative and senator's best guess. So we're really going to war on this JAG Marine thing. We're going to need the state's backing, particularly ADA and the Department of Commerce. We're going to really need their help, Department of Labor. So we're going to work on windows of opportunities with the state as it relates to maritime investment, as opposed to trying to chase 50 grand for a sidewalk replacement, because it just won't come through. But we will still submit the request. General obligation bond status. So this is revenue bond status. This is a new bond that we were issuing on March 15th for the waterfront fill project earlier this summer. This last summer, the assembly authorized $4 million for an issuance through the Alaska Municipal Bond Bank to fill out the waterfront. If folks recall, and we're in the room during Director Thomas's presentation, that's for filling all the way from the barge ramp abutment all the way over to the Marine Service Center. So there is another funding mechanism we're pursuing through EDA in the event that the Marine Service Center fill out job is not enough through our bond proceeds. So we plan to get those funds from in a tax exempt status in April, and we'll let the assembly know when the money's in the bank and when we solicit for competitive proposals. Regarding the commercial fishing coalition meeting, I guess you could call it, or the commercial fishing roundtable that we hosted, I was really grateful and pleased to see the amount of turnout. It was a very positive discussion. There's some really good practical suggestions that the fishermen came up with that the city can act on to support the industry and better support the industry. The assembly recalls that we did attend the Board of Fish meeting last year in Ketchikan. That was a good measure of advocacy, particularly to refute the 25% hatchery reduction of egg take for pink and chum salmon. So that was effective. We won that battle, but it's going to come back up. And this year, the Board of Fish meeting is in Anchorage, so we don't really have the home court advantage. And with the assembly's permission, I would like to attend again and advocate for not only Wrangell, but the region as it relates to the hatchery proposals. And there's a very similar one to last year. We also talked about sea otters. Kate and I had the opportunity to visit DC this last December to discuss the sea otter issue here in Wrangell and in the entire region. We did meet with the one lone sea otter biologist in Alaska assigned by Fish and Wildlife. Great expert, pro hunting in this case. So, oftentimes biologists aren't in that corner of the argument, I suppose. But he had some really great ideas on how we can locally manage the population. So I talked with the fishermen, and I am looking to set up a town hall or some sort of presentation with that biologist and U.S. Fish and Wildlife and WCA in April. So be on the lookout for that. I hope to put that together. We will need our local tribe to step up for us in that respect. I would imagine there's some dollars flowing around for potential tannery and perhaps they could host some classes on how to turn sea otters into meaningful product and stimulate some of the local economy in that way. But we are going to need them to help co-manage the population as the way the legislation is written. There has to be some tribal influence involved, obviously. So a little bit on sea otters. The cold storage was obviously an asset that was very important to the group. I bet 90% of the people in the room raised their hands when I asked if they used the cold storage in any capacity. It was quite obvious that they don't want us just to sell it and think blindly about it, which we wouldn't do. The facility is eligible for sale in May of this year. And what I'm referring to is we did build that facility with EDA grant money and some other federal funds. And the limitations on that investment is we can't sell it or lease it without their approval within 20 years. Currently, we lease that facility to Trident Seafoods. And we're very grateful for that relationship that we have and what they offer to our local fleet. But we all know we can do better in maximizing that asset for our community. And guess what? We haven't saved a single dollar to replace it. And ain't that characteristic of the Wrangell of the past? We want to do better and save up and find a plan for financial stewardship of that asset and for the sector. So those were some really good, I think, takeaways. There's other things that we talked about, just the cost and expense that they're incurring in their businesses. And, one of the suggestions is, can you lower fuel costs? Well, I can't get on the phone with my pals at ExxonMobil and really work that up. But there are things we can do, I think, in terms of sales tax exemptions and look at that. One of the other concerns was bringing up and trying to build a processing facility for direct to market from the fishermen. Likely unrealistic. The cities can't probably commit to doing something like that. But we can still help promote and seek out opportunities in partnership with our local fishermen. So no such thing as a dumb idea. I think we can act on everything that was talked about, and I'm grateful for those all attended. We are kicking off our budget development for the fiscal year 2027. We expect much of the same in FY 2026's budget to be replicated, with the exception of the massive amount of capital investment that's going to be made in the period. As I said in the work session, we have over $30 million dollars and mostly grant funding being spent this summer, everything from Odison's Hill to the public safety building to the schools to the shooting range and some more projects that I'm probably forgetting at this point. But a lot of projects, a lot of contractors going to be in town, and so I think we'll see it all a bit busier, but very, very excited to see those investments made. Audit status, the auditors haven't gotten back to us with some of their samples, so they've been busy with other clients and their field work. So we're a bit delayed in the audit, and just making the assembly aware that it's likely not going to meet the April 1st deadline. It wouldn't be the first time for the borough, but We want to get it done as quickly as possible so we can move on into, you know, eyes wide open into FY27. There was some questions that Patty prompted me related to what some of the water projects we have in the work session. She talked about the flume. So the flume replacement, that's that $2 million project that was referenced in the work session, that is redirecting water from the watershed into the upper reservoir that wouldn't otherwise hit it. We lose about 15% efficiency off that watershed on a pretty dry day. So I imagine we lose upwards of 30% on a really wet day, 2 inches of rainfall in Wrangell, for example. And so that has a lot of meaningful impacts to our community and some of the largest water consumers and stakeholders, such as our processors. So that's the next water project on the docket, assuming we can get funding. We also have the reservoir bypass. So that's redirecting water from the upper reservoir directly to the water treatment plant. The thought process behind that is it allows us to drain our lower reservoir, clean it out, dredge if we needed to. There's a lot of stumps and logs within that reservoir, so we can build capacity in doing that. Also, if something were to happen to the lower reservoir, say that the hillside caved into the lower reservoir, we could quickly switch a valve over and take water from the upper reservoir. So it's an act of resiliency and building capacity. And we, you know, that's millions of gallons more of water through the flume, through the reservoir bypass. And then one more act of resiliency is our dam project, or not our dam project, but, you know, our reservoir dams. And that is a $5 million project to rehab D1908 wooden and dirt dams, earthen dams. So that'll be something that we take on here in the next couple of years as well. So again, we received a $52 million in capital funding over the last 2 years. That's a borough record by far. I think previous groups and teams of directors and managers, you know, $2 to $4 million was the benchmark. And so 52 is pretty remarkable. And that's a tremendous success for the Assembly to boast. So I appreciate all your guys' partnership and even listening to me this long. To answer Bernie's question regarding Heritage Harbor, we did look at that alternative. Here's the big problem with it, Bernie, is that we have that land, that tideland isn't holding. It's currently a conservation easement. So we would have to pay an obscene amount of dollars to be able to free that tideland area up. The other thing is there'd be competing interests with the recreational boats that are out there. There's not a whole lot of land. Obviously, we could expand out. But then when you think about the southern exposure there, at least the current alignment with city, with the expansion of our waterfront is a bit more protected from the southeast side and certainly from the north side as well. So, you know, I think that we looked at it, the cost is ridiculous for expanding that. And it is an opportunity to expand down the line if we come on flush with money somehow, but it's not something that would be something we would pursue for 20 years and maybe not even happen. So we did look at it, and I recall that those conversations with our capital project team and Director Thomas as well. So that land actually was put into the conservation easement to be able to fill the waterfront in front of City Hall. So just for reference, that was the land that was traded by the city back in the day to be able to get the modification to the core permit to fill. I think it was Charles that asked a little bit. Patty, can you remind me what Charles' question was? It was kind of hard to hear him.
Water distribution pipes in town.
Yes.
Pipes in town under streets.
What about road?
Is there a plan for replacing those?
Oh, thank you. Okay, that's a great question. So, obviously, we've done some work on this already. In fiscal year 26, we replaced St. Michael Street. That is a water main that broke 5 times in the previous period, previous year. Obviously, it's a terrible disruption to service for some members of our community, but also the loss of water is really concerning. And we're seeing that more and more across town as some of our infrastructure ages out. We have a lot of ductile iron that's over 40 years old. We have a lot of asbestos concrete pipelines that are almost 50 years old in some cases. And so it's time, and the borough really never had a plan before. So we've, the public works director and our capital projects team is working in the strategic plan to be able to produce a 3-year schedule so folks can see those roads coming up. We did, again, St. Michael's this last year. We have McKinnon Street planned for this year. So that's Odison's Hill. It'll be all new water, sewer, and telecommunication infrastructure on that road. And then in 2027, our plan is to try to, fiscal year 28, I suppose, would be grouping up a large a group of residential roads, perhaps 1st and 3rd Avenue, to try to take advantage of a batch plant that may be coming to town with Alaska, with the ferry system. So that would likely be 2028, but that's kind of currently what we're looking at right now. We will produce a plan of road replacement. We're not going to pursue a road if we're not going to replace the underground infrastructure. Certainly there's some surface transportation issues around town. I would argue that we have pretty good roads. If you have, if you haven't been to some of our neighboring communities, such as Ketchikan, and some of the roads are a bit of a nightmare in some of our other places, but good's not good enough. We do want to replace all the surfaces that we can and conceivably afford. But we want to replace the underground infrastructure because that's a threat to our lifestyle and preservation of it. So appreciate the question, Charles, and I'm happy to show you the strategic plan when we get through it here, likely in April. I have a lot of, well, I wouldn't say a lot, but I have several other things to discuss with you guys under assembly business. I'm happy to take questions.
All right, assembly, questions? All right, thank you, Borough Manager Villarma. We also, under your report, we have the Nolan Center report for the assembly. They're doing great things. Yeah. All right, moving right along. Borough Clerk's report, please.
I don't really have anything else to add except for in my report, I did list out the properties at Aldertop that have sold and the 3 that are still open. Lots 8 and 9 will close in about 22 days and lot 22 will close in 19 days. Lot 8 and 9 were the 2 they defaulted. And so I think they're very desirable and hopefully we'll see those have some bid activity at the end. So anyways, and they're not ending on the same day. I think they're about a day apart when I listed them.
Okay, so thank you.
Yep.
And again, if the public has any questions or concerns about our EDA grant application that we're going after and the presentation of February 19 at 5:30 at the Nolan, they can direct it to clerk@wrangell.com.
Yep.
So please, so we have those questions. All right, moving right along. Section 9, Mayor and Assembly Business. Any Assembly Member Dalrymple.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I have 2 items. I attended the SEPA board meeting in January, kind of the beginning of the year. And in general, I think they're doing quite well.
The SEPA or Sarah?
I'm sorry.
Sarah, okay.
Sarah, Southeast Alaska Regional Aquatic Association. They had a good year, relatively. And they're always, as any fisherman is, they're always a little bit concerned about the future, but things are, I would say, stable. And they're continuing to improve almost all their sites, which they've taken our same strategy where they're doing maintenance, preventative maintenance. And if they didn't do it before, they're playing catch up just like us.
Just like us.
But again, there's another proposal to cut hatchery production by 25% by the same, it's basically identical as last year's proposal, which was voted down, but apparently it's there again. And I would recommend that we, if we can, that we would send Mason to that to represent the community. They're not asked, it isn't as much of a organized involvement, as it was last time. With them, I'm not sure why. Maybe because they're feeling comfortable. They've won the argument once, but I think it would be good to have another perspective there. Apparently, that was quite powerful at the Board of Fish, is to have other entities besides fishermen or hatchery people there.
Okay. And the same group from Fairbanks is proposing this.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the other thing, I've been involved with the Forest Plan Amendment, and it's on pause again. So that's all I have to report on that.
Thank you. Any fishermen have any concerns, they can get a hold of you, correct?
I would say Chris Blick is the president. So
good.
He would be by far the best person to have questions or concerns.
All right. Any other assembly business? Assembly Member Powell.
Well, for one, I'd just like to thank Mason and his whole team, Kate and Amber and Steve and everybody out. Did we thank them enough for all this work that they've been doing? I've been involved in just, I mean, a little bit of it, and it's a lot of work. And I think the community needs to see them, thank them. I think that they have been doing a lot of work that behind the scenes that people aren't seeing. So and then after that, I talked to Mason about this today, about a couple different things. We need to kind of express the feelings that, you know, we got these big projects going on and everything, and there's other little things that are getting missed. And he agreed with me, so I'm going to bring a couple of them up. I'd like to have the assembly maybe push Mason a little bit to do some of these things. And one of them is zoning violations. We were working on it quite steadily for a while, and we kind of got away from it. I'd like to have the attorney look at those again and move on, if everybody would, you know, say that's okay.
Assembly, you agree to address zoning violations?
I'm saying not to address zoning violations. I just think they have a pretty large plate right now. So I'd like to hear everything you've got to say and then figure out what we're going
to
do.
These are just little things I've actually been estimation. He told me just to bring them up.
Okay.
And I said, no problem. Say building permits. I've had a couple of people in the last year come to me concerned about as-builts, people building on land, right-of-ways, and stuff like that. I would like Mason to direct his team to maybe look at that stuff. Had a lot of complaints about vehicles being towed, having markers on them and not being moved for months on end, little red tags. That is probably about the gist of what we've talked about and he wanted me to bring up. I'm not saying that they're going to get on this right away, because I agree with Assembly Door. We have a big plate right now.
Yeah.
But we need to look at the little things too. And hopefully some of his team members that maybe some of the new hires can look at some of these little things.
Okay. I think we have consensus. All right. Anything else under assembly business? Remember our goals. We've had these goals now for 3+ years to address our infrastructure, to develop our economy, diversify our economy, to support our schools, to preserve our quality of life, and communicate better with the public. All right. I'd like to remind the public, sign up for NICSL. It is our emergency contact with you. And we do have land for sale. Go on our website and you can see that. And shop local first. All right. All right. Is something... Assembly Member Powell.
I have one more thing. We all got a letter today. Hopefully everybody might have been able to read it. It's going to be, I believe, on our next agenda. But I would just like to say kudos to Kim. It was a very well-written letter. I read the whole thing. I'd like to have our city manager also look into the concerns that she has and get back to us on that.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Any other business?
Madam Mayor, can you hear me?
Yes.
Just a couple more things. So on the towing enforcement, so we do have a lot of marked cars around town. We have about 8 slots in our impound yard. I have tasked my executive assistant with taking an inventory of those and developing a plan for their quick removal. For those that are derelict vehicles that have been abandoned, we will use the relationship we have with the Tons Guards to scrap those. For those of any value, we will sell those in a public auction after 30 days notice. So we'll fall in conformance with our code, but I want to assure the community we're going to make quick work of that. We do have quite a few vehicles that are noted within our harbor systems and at the Marine Bar parking lot there that overlooks Shakes Island. So we want to take those matters seriously. From a sales tax enforcement perspective, we have made some measures with our new finance director and teams on engaging our external auditors from Altman Rogers to pursue sales tax audits. Those are happening now, so we're just kicking those off. Those will be independent auditors checking into remittances from sample communities that rent or sample businesses, and those reports will be analyzed by the team. And obviously, want to help people get it right. We're not out to get anybody, but we want to definitely encourage best practices and ensure the remittances are done properly and collected properly. I really did appreciate Ms. Shaco's letter as well. I do think that we need to, if with the assembly's support, I would like to look at the marketplace type vendors that are selling products. That seems to be an issue for a lot of stakeholders in the community. It's not exactly a level playing field. It's not equitable for some businesses to be selling similar products out of their business and paying sales tax, and others not. I wouldn't classify those as temporary. So with the assembly support, we're going to propose some amendments to the sales tax code to provide a process for business licensure. Those licenses will have to be presented at the office place or business where they're set up. And, you know, for the markets at the Nolan Center and for future ones on the waterfront, or if you want to bid on a permit to have some waterfront space like Port Director Miller's doing in March, you're going to have to show proof of your business license. We don't want to issue them at any cost to people this first round. We want to just be able to get them out there and have a good registration system. And in some cases, many businesses do have them. For those that don't currently remit, that are supposed to and know they're supposed to, we're going to charge them per the estimates, but we also will charge them a fee for not getting a business license if they don't get it in time. So we're likely going to propose a July 1st start date for to have business licenses in place. I think that'll solve a lot of issues and the inconsistencies that may be happening around town that letter spoke to. So again, appreciate the sentiments. We want to offer a fair and equitable playing field for everybody that's producing for the Wrangell economy. The mayor had brought up a little bit about the nature trail and people. We have a lot of elderly people in our community, some of them which have mobility issues. That's why they like to get out there. And they might not be able to tell EMS or somebody where they're at. So we're going to work out a plan. I'm going to direct the Parks and Rec director to work out some markers throughout all our trail infrastructure, whether those are just painted rocks or placards of sort to indicate where people are at on those trail heads. That way EMS can actively pursue them and there's no lost time. So I thought that was a good suggestion by the mayor. With reference to Assemblymember Powell's comments on building code enforcement, obviously the assembly elected not to take on the building code. We are on the 1997 building codes. However, I think it's ridiculous that we don't require surveys or as-built surveys prior to construction. And that's probably why a large percentage of homes or structures are built over property lines in Wrangell historically. I think that's an easy fix if we're not going to take on the building code and the assembly doesn't want to do that. But I do think that we should require a survey or some as-built before construction commences. So would like your guys' thoughts on that. And I think that is it on my list.
All right. Anything else, Assembly? All right. Mayor and Assembly appointments, there are none. All of our commissions and boards are full. So I thank you for that. We have a public hearing, item 11A, so on page 16, Assembly. Ordinance number 1097 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, adding chapter 14.10 titled Inactive Vessels in the Marine Municipal Code. I will ask for an administrative report, open up the public hearing and have an administrative report, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So this is the second reading in the public hearing for Ordinance 1097. This is something that the Port Commission and Director Miller actively developed over the last few months. I think it's a great solution for inactive vessels, which they've clarified as something that remains inactive for 12 consecutive months. Inactive vessels are largely a culprit for derelict vessels that end up sinking and that we encounter huge expenses to take care of from an environmental perspective and removal and disposal perspective. So we want to make sure that we address that. If a vessel is inactive for 24 months, it would be required that they get a condition survey. Those requirements are mentioned in the ordinance. If a vessel remains inactive for 36 months, they'll be required to get insurance coverage up to $500,000 for marine pollution liability. So this is a really nice thing, I think, too. And I think this is an indirect consequence of this ordinance, but we want productive assets within our harbors as much as we can. If we all had a choice, whether it was Assembly or myself, we'd want to have the most productive vessels in our harbor systems, right? We don't want things just sitting around for 3 years. Fishermen that are buying groceries and fuel from our harbors and then coming in and out with crewmen and the tourism boats that are mooring in our harbors, that are actively working. Those are the vessels we want to attract and retain, even float houses too. I mean, that's a potential housing solution in the future, but we want active vessels in the in the best case scenario. So I think that this is kind of an indirect consequence of that as well. But namely, this is an effort to protect against the liabilities that we inherit when vessels are not tended to, as we've seen in other communities like Juneau this year. Pretty tough circumstances, then we can come out from something like that.
Thank you. And all the details are embedded in the annual mooring agreement. Okay, I'm open up the session for public testimony on this item. Is there any public testimony? Would you come up to the podium, please?
In regards to...
And state your name.
Brian Herman.
Thank you.
In regards to the survey and as-built, typically, if property owners are already in existence, and you can...
This is the
inactive vessels.
Inactive vessels, yeah. I think you were probably referring to something else. Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay. Any other testimony? All right, I'm going to close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Move to approve ordinance number 1097.
Second.
Okay, motion by Powell, second by Otteson. Discussion. As I said, everything is also, all the particulars are embedded in the application for the annual mooring. All right, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Otteson?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Powers?
Yes.
Knopf?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item 13A under new business, page 24, Assembly. Approval of a memorandum of understanding with the Wrangell Rod and Gun Club.
Move to approve a memorandum of understanding with the Wrangell Rod and Gun Club.
Second.
Okay, motion by Powell, second by Otteson. Administrative report on this, please.
Let's see something.
Okay. Borough manager.
Yes, absolutely. The memorandum of understanding with the Rod and Gun Club is something that we wanted to do for quite some time. I appreciate Scott McAuliffe and Dave Powell's patience on this, who are kind of the ranking members, I suppose, of the Rod and Gun Club. It was mentioned by Assemblymember Powell that this could shift gears to the Stikeen Sportsman, depending on if that becomes a better fit down the line, but we could switch those around no problem. This is an exciting opportunity to partner with a local nonprofit to better offer services and operating capacity out of the shooting range. I know that Scott McAuliffe and Dave got big dreams to do shooting competitions at the Trap and Skeet Range once it's complete and have regional events and have high school teams over. So I think it's going to be a great thing, especially as we all brave a pretty terrible winter here. I think it'll offer another fun activity for folks. But, Assembly, this MOU essentially speaks to ownership continues to reside with the borough, of course, but the Wrangell Rod and Gun Club would assist with consultancy of the project that we're actually doing out there. So there's a lot of experience that Scott McAuliffe and Dave have in this realm of recreation. So we'll use their expertise and they'll serve as kind of project liaisons when we get into construction, which we do plan on taking that on into the summer and the fall and having completion for people to enjoy this calendar year. In addition to consulting and arranging and coordinating volunteer activities and inspections. Really, everything else kind of resides with the borough. We'll maintain liability coverage as we do. We'll coordinate with the club on long-term planning. But I think it's a great opportunity to partner with a nonprofit agency in town that does serve as a site expert, and then they can kind of run operations out there while we work with them long term. So I appreciate Assemblymember Powell and namely Scott McAuliffe, who's been really pushing this for the last couple months. And I apologize, Scott, it took this long. So this will be a term of 5 years, and we'll monitor our engagement with the Rod and Gun Club and report back.
Thank you. Assemblymember Powell.
So I messed up the conflict thing. I might have a conflict on this. There is no financial gain for me or anything on this. It's all volunteer. but I better say that I am on this board.
I understand your interruption. I rule you don't have a conflict. All right, discussion assembly. The MOU is well written, has the responsibilities of both groups stated. All right, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Powers?
Yes.
Mock?
Yes.
Audison?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item 13B, page 30, approval of a contract for federal lobbying services.
Move to approve the contract for the federal lobbying services.
Second.
Okay, motion by Powell, second by Audison. Administrative report on this, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So a bit of a housekeeping item. So Sebastian O'Kelly currently serves as our federal lobbyist, somebody we work with very frequently, and been met with a lot of success in our relationship together. Seb served as our borough federal lobbyist for over 20 years, so great experience with him in the Southeast community. So his firm is Robertson, Monagle, and Eastall, and we're proposing a $400 per month increase. My accounting records only go back to 2017 in our current ERP, and he hasn't seen an increase for inflationary adjustments since 2017 or 2018. There's obviously been a lot of costs and increases to travel, especially to Alaska. So we propose this to be a fair adjustment. So we'd like an inflationary increase from $2,600 a month to $3,000 a month. And again, keeping all the other terms the same. So I hope you guys will support me and given said this, I think it's well-deserved. Especially with the amount of federal money we're bringing in.
Yes, thank you. Discussion assembly.
Let's toss that in there.
Yes, and the federal lobbyist does come to Wrangell once a year, and he gives us monthly or every 2 months reports. So.
One other note, Madam Mayor, I didn't need to propose a budget amendment tonight because I did plan to do this in the FY26 budget. So this was already accommodated for.
Right. Thank you. All right. Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Powers?
Yes.
Mock?
Yes.
Audison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item C, page 34, resolution number 02-26-2020. Of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, approving the establishment and use of revocable seasonal commercial permits for the city dock cul-de-sac area and authorizing the harbor master to administer the permit program.
Move to approve resolution number 02-26-2020.
Second.
Okay, motion by Powell, second by Audison. Administrative report on this, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So if you guys would reference page 42 in your guys' packets while I'm speaking about this item, that kind of shares the lot layout that we're looking at. And I did want to clarify from the previous work session that the layout of those blue squares along the waterfront are not the area we're thinking of. They're close to it in proximity, but there's only about a couple hundred linear feet stemming from the cul-de-sac over towards the freight yard. But certainly that picture in the waterfront component of the presentation shared well into the freight yard. So I wanted to offer that clarification. What we'll be doing instead of leasing property to vendors is a permitting system. This was developed by the Port Commission as well as our Port Director, Steve Miller. They'll be listed for a public outcry auction with a starting bid of $1.50 per square foot per lot. And again, those lots are listed on page 42 of the packet. The permits will last from May 1st to September 30th of each year. And again, that'll be a live auction within the assembly chambers. And Kim, would you remind everybody of the date that the board director selected to host that? I believe it was March 16th. Sorry, I called you out, but I'm pretty sure it's March 16th.
I'll look it up.
March 6th, I believe.
Yeah. Assembly member Powers believes it's March 6th, but while you're talking, I'll look it up.
Okay, that sounds great. Well, I'll try to fill the room for a little bit longer here. But generally, these are spaces for the existing vendors that are already operating out there. This will be theirs for the summer, essentially, with this permit. Things like food trucks and Charles is doing the wooden bowl thing, and Luke DeMeyer is doing copper bracelets, that type of stuff. And so this would be a great spot to expand those offerings. And I just think that we do have a broader strategic plan as it relates to expanding the marketplace for merchants in Wrangell. I think it's something that's unique. You know, you hop off the cruise ship in Ketchikan, you hop off the cruise ship in Juneau, it's overwhelmed by trinket shops and and, you know, diamond rings and stuff that, you know, people, that doesn't resemble Alaska, you know. And I think that a lot of the products that we offer in the Nolan Center and that people are, you know, privy to when they get off the ships here at City Dock, those are things that they want to see. And so I think building that sector out in our local economy will be a great offering and bolster the visitor industry sector at large. So anyway, I'll stop talking. Kim, do you got the date?
I just sent it to you. March 6th, Assembly okay. Member Powers was correct at 2 p.m.
Okay, thank you.
All right, and we'll have some advertisement for that.
Yep, I plan on sending that out tomorrow.
Okay. Any comments, questions, Assembly? Okay, poll vote, please.
Assembly members to board?
Yes.
Powers?
Yes.
Mock?
Yes.
Audison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item 13D, resolution number 02-26-2021 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, approving a budget amendment for the high school and public safety building fuel tank replacement project.
Move to approve resolution number 02-26-2021.
Sorry.
Okay, motion by Powell, second by Audison. Administrative report, we've been working on this for a while.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Madam Mayor. I was mistaken under the manager's report. We do have another project to add to this summer's itinerary, which is the above ground storage tanks at the public safety building in the school. So we did receive competitive bids from three total construction firms. The low bid was Schmock Mechanical for $465,000. This is the budget amendment related to the excess cost that we are looking at. The engineer's estimate was $400,000. We based our budget even less than that. The public safety building component of this project was actually under the way they bid it. So that's a separately funded component through the general fund. The high school above ground storage tank system was funded by the Secure Rural School Fund. So the public safety building was actually $11,000 in our favor, so no need for a budget amendment out of the general fund to complete that project. As it relates to the high school, it was exceptionally expensive compared to expectations initially in the FY26 budget. It was $147,952 more. So we're asking for a budget amendment for $148,000 out of the Secure Rural Schools Fund. If the Assembly recalls, that program was authorized this year, so we should expect about 1.5 to 1.7 million in funding for this budget FY2026 to help relieve the burden experienced here. So I'd invite Amber to speak. I know she's been hanging on the line if she has anything else to add, but this was about $100,000 less than the other goods that were submitted. So we do have the opportunity to cut some scope and value engineer here. And I know that Amber has been working hard with the Schmock Mechanical guys to reduce scope where necessary and value engineer some of the components of this project. And I think the figure was somewhere in the $40,000 to $60,000 range that we could get down to. So it may not be that this expensive, but we are going to ask for the whole budget amendment for now. Amber?
Oh, thank you, Mason. I don't have anything to add. I think you covered it well.
Okay. Thanks, Amber.
Thank you.
All right. And the underground tanks are secured but this is replacement of new tanks above ground, correct?
The high school tank would be a brand new tank. The public safety building would be repurposing an existing tank we have in our inventory if rendered usable.
All right, thank you. Any questions, Assembly? We've been working on this for a long time. Assembly Member Dalrymple?
This was on the agenda when I first got on the Assembly, mm-hmm. So it has been a... Really looking forward to not hearing about it anymore. Although I gotta swallow hard about the cost.
I know.
I also want to commend the manager for going out to competitive bid on this. That's how we should be doing things.
Yes.
And shows. I think this was quite a bit. The low bid was quite a bit under the other bids.
Right. And our capital projects director, Amber, really tries to get us the best buy for the buck. So I appreciate that. Thank you for that.
And Madam Mayor, I would just reference, you know, when we looked at the P&D engineers contract the last meeting and we reduced that down to $200,000, that was looking at about $45,000 savings. You know, if we can get another 45 to 60 out of this, there's $100,000 bucks there that we're saving the public. So I appreciate Amber's good work and and negotiating some of these contracts and trying to value engineer and stretch dollars. So thanks, Amber.
Well, and Amber, she won't say this to the public, but she went back to the state for more money for our City Park Pavilion. And so we got that. I think she scored another 135, 140,000 to complete that project. So thank you. All right, poll vote, please, on item D.
Assembly members Powers?
Yes.
Mock?
Yes.
Audison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item 13E, page 46, approve a contract award to Schlock Mechanical Engineering Incorporated for the high school and public safety building fuel tanks replacement project.
Move to approve a contract award to Schmock Mechanical for the high school and public safety building fuel tanks replacement project.
Second.
Okay, motion by Powell, second by Audison. I think we have an administrative report already on this. This is authorizing money for the agenda item prior to this. Is there any question?
This is actually approval of the contract, Mayor Gilbert, but yes.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. All right. Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Ma.
Yes.
Audison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Powers?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item 13F, approval of mutual non-disclosure and exclusivity agreement with JAG Marine Group.
Move to approve the mutual non-disclosure and exclusivity agreement between the City and Borough of Wrangell and the JAG Marine Group, LLC.
Second.
Okay, motion by Powell, second by Powers. Administrative report, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'm going to go ahead and dumb this down a little bit. It's largely unconventional for a municipality to sign a non-disclosure agreement, but given the sensitive nature of the developments with JAG and the risk it poses to the potential development, we do have to shield certain information that could be conceived, perceived as proprietary or confidential. That is described in this NDA agreement. I won't go into all the different things that are described as confidential. All that to be said, we are a public entity, so we are subject to the Public Records Act, and I know that Kim will keep us on the straight and narrow along with Attorney Luce. This has been vetted by the attorney, and the larger concern here is obviously the design item that we're looking at in this agenda. We don't want this $750,000 investment to be released in public hands so other municipalities or other competitors might take that opportunity away from us. We want to shield that and keep some of those conversations within the bounds of the Public Records Act. So I appreciate the opportunity to work with JAG. We did sign an MOU with them on January 28th. So just recently, we are working through lease negotiations, which is a conversation for executive session tonight. And we have a goal of trying to have a lease agreement for the mill property executed on the February 24th meeting. So moving at lightning speed by municipal standards, I think they would agree, and very grateful for this new partnership.
Any question, Assembly? And this, of course, would involve JAG's patented mechanical procedures that they have developed.
That's correct. For example, I would liken this to if Trident wanted to take us into their egg room. That's a trade secret. That's a proprietary information. They're not going to do that. So, you know, we want to make sure that we honor the private sector's interests and the competitive advantage that some of them hold.
All right. No comment, no questions? Okay, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Audison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Powers?
Yes. Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item G, page 65, approval of a professional services agreement with Pearlson and Pearlson Incorporated.
Move to approve a professional service agreement with Pearlson Group.
Second.
Okay, motion by Powell, second by Audison. Administrative report on this, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So I'm going to put bottom line up front first just so we don't forget. I would offer an amendment for the motion because this truly isn't a professional services agreement. It's a proposal. If the assembly wouldn't mind amending the motion to read something to the effect of move to approve the borough manager to execute a professional services agreement for the related proposal. That would be perfect. Again, some of the proposal is confidential in nature and speaks to some of the design considerations that are proprietary for JAG's interests. So we want to make sure that we preserve that to the best of our ability. You know, generally what this is a joint venture between a public and a private partner, us being the public one and JAG being the private one. This is 30% design of the facility, a sinker lift shipyard facility that would be capable of not only home porting polar security cutters, but working on those scale of vessels. Not something that would, you know, compete with our Marine Service Center. It's much larger in scale and geared to haul out really, really large vessels, and namely the Coast Guard and Navy's fleet. It could be large commercial vessels as well, and you know, trawlers and the like. So 30% design cost estimates, animations, conceptual. This would be completed, this work, by June 30th is what we're shooting for. Some of the conceptuals and animations will be released earlier throughout the process. That's something we're going to use for promotional and you know, lobbying engagement as we take on this venture to DC and to Juneau. We definitely need the state and federal's backing to support this overall investment, but this will be essential. I know that JAG feels quite confident that they feel 100% if we get this design done, we're going to get this yard accomplished. So we are going to contribute $550,000. JAG's going to contribute $200,000. Again, the budget amendment was approved last assembly meeting for this, so the financial component is already spoken for as it relates to this item. But I do want to make the public aware that this is old Ted Stevens money provided for timber relief from the logging area when it collapsed. So we're dusting that off, and I think that this is a remarkable investment and testament to his legacy. So I think that's quite nice. If anybody has any questions, please let me know.
All right. We have a motion, but with the approval of the assembly, I can remove the motion. Well, I think that would be cleaner instead of an amendment.
No, you can't do it, but at the approval, either that or somebody could just make an amendment to insert the words borough manager to execute.
Okay. All right.
That would be more appropriate.
All right.
The amendment to insert the words borough manager to execute.
Second.
Okay. So we have an amendment to the motion by Powell, second by Dalrymple. Any discussion on the amendment? Okay, let's have a poll vote on the amendment, and then we'll discuss the main motion as amended.
Perfect. Assembly members Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Powers?
Yes.
Mock?
Yes.
Audison?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. All right, now a discussion on the main motion as amended. Does anyone have any comment? Yes, Assembly member Dalrymple.
A request from the borough manager. Could he just tell us a little bit about the Carlson Group? Not familiar.
Okay. Assembly, here's your homework. Look up the Carlson Group. They're out of Miami, Florida, and they are impressive. But borough manager, they even have videos of things that you wouldn't believe could be done. But borough manager, do you have any additional information?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So you kind of nailed the 30,000 foot level. This is a design engineering firm that specifically designs shipyards. They've worked on projects with JAG already, and they're kind of the gold standard for this type of work. They have designed sinker lift systems that are present in Miami and Australia. This is a new type of twist on a dry docking facility that meets modern day needs, a lot more efficient, and a lot more effective in meeting market demand. So Pearlson, again, is kind of the gold standard for this type of work. JAG would like to work with them more than anybody, and we want to honor that. Again, as a sign of good faith, they did come down from the cost of the proposal from $1.2 million almost down to $750,000 without even adjusting scope. So they want this win for Wrangell as well. And from what I understand in the research, they're the premier firm to work with.
And they promised to have it completed by June of this year.
That's correct. So fairly quick speed.
Yeah. But seriously, look them up. Do some research. All right. Any other comments, questions? Poll vote, please.
Yes. On the motion as amended.
Yes, motion as amended. Thank you.
First, Powell.
Yes.
DeBoard.
Yes.
Powers.
Yes.
Mott.
Yes.
Audison.
Yes.
Dalrymple.
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert.
Yes. Item H, page 68, approve a contract award to PMD Engineers for the Deepwater Port Site Development Planning Project.
Move to approve a contract award to PMD Engineering for the Deepwater Port Development, PIDP, Planning Project.
Sir.
Okay, motion by Powell, second by Audison. Administrative report on this, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'll keep this one rather simple. We received a port infrastructure development planning grant for $421,000 a few years ago as it related to cargo transfer to the Deepwater Port. In an effort to make good on that grant, there's been several task lines identified. The one task that we are going to head and approve tonight is task one. It's property survey of the overall site, which we have money for within that grant program. So this would be funded completely by the PIDP grant, but we do need to get this across the line to engage PND quite quickly as we work to not only get the PIDP funded portion of this done, but we want to kind of align that with our EDA grant work. So there are other components to the project, but we'll speak to those when we seek assembly approval to pursue a contract award for those items. We did competitively solicit for some of the design considerations related to the PIDP funding, but at this point we're just going to release task one, and that's identified within page 74 of your packet.
Okay. Any questions or comments, assembly? Putting this into action. All right. Poll vote, please.
Assembly members, DeBoard?
Yes.
Powers?
Yes.
Mock?
Yes.
Audison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item 14, attorney's file is available for your review, assembly. And now we go to item 15, executive session, discussion of strategic land exchange negotiations. I need a motion.
I move pursuant to AS 44.62.310C1 that we recess into executive session and invite the borough manager into the session to discuss matters in which immediate knowledge would clearly have an adverse effect upon the finance of the borough, specifically regarding discussion of strategic land exchange negotiation.
Second.
Okay, motion by Powell, second by Powers. Any discussion?
I will ask if you also invite the borough attorney.
Oh, yes, the borough attorney. Is he on the line?
He will be.
Okay. And we will go into the borough manager's office for this, correct?
Okay.
All right. I need a poll vote, please.
Assembly members, Powers?
Yes.
Mock?
Yes.
Audison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes.
We'll go 809. So Mason and